Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amaranth, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Easter to all who celebrate. And welcome into the Chiefs pregame show. Brendan Howe here with you, taking you up to first pitch at Dozier Park as the Chiefs are getting set for the series finale on this Sunday against the Great Lakes Loons. The Chiefs have already taken the series after their walk-off victory last night, their second in as many days, and will look to extend their winning streak to five games with a win here this afternoon. If you missed us last night, my oh my, did you skip over a doozy. It was a measly old 2-2 game for a while, and then we hit extra innings again for the second consecutive day, and then things got weird here at the ballpark. The Loons would score three runs in the top of the 11th inning after back-to-back walks would load the bases, including their ghost runner, and then a double from pinch hitter Zach Ching would drive home a pair, and they would tack on one more afterwards for the three spot. After all of that, it looked like the Chiefs were out of gas, but oh no, folks, we were just getting started. Peoria would then score four runs in the bottom of the 11 to win it, and they did so without recording a single hit, if you can believe it. A walk, a strikeout, an error on the third baseman, another walk, followed by another walk, and then a hit by pitch, followed by a sack fly. That was the sequence that gave Peoria a four-game win streak and a four-run 11th inning to get the job done. That description didn't even include the two ejections of Mike Antico and skipper for the Loons, Austin Chubb, the three pitch clock violations we saw, a roughly five-minute pause for a defensive substitution debacle, a pine tar pause, and you're not going to believe this one, a firework truck delay. Yes, a firework truck was prematurely brought on the field and had to be directed out of the confines of Dozier Park, airport runway style. And after all of this happened, we still had more baseball to play, but the Chiefs ultimately wound up winners in nearly a four-hour affair. Certainly a thriller, and one we will be talking about, I'm sure, for the rest of this season and potentially beyond. Too early for a Game of the Year candidate, anyone? With some thoughts on that? Let us know on Twitter. Some numbers for you to chew on from last night. The Chiefs set a season high in hits with nine. And the thought entering last night, of course, with it being an off day for Mason Wynn, Tommy Jew, and Aaron Antonini, all of which were back in the lineup today, by the way. Although the latter two would enter the game later on, it was Mac Chambers and Jacob Buschberger who would have to carry the load last night, and they did just that. In fact, back-to-back doubles in the third brought home a couple of runs that gave the Chiefs the lead at the time, although that would certainly not hold up as the game wore on. While we're on the topic of hitting, something else for you folks to consider, and this is an ode to how good the pitching has been over the course of this series. The Chiefs have hit three home runs as a team coming into this afternoon. They have not hit one in this series. It's been a week since Aaron Antonini's home run last Sunday against Wisconsin. He had two in that series. And you can take that stat one of two ways. Either the pitching has been so dominant that the Chiefs haven't needed many runs, or when they have had to score, it's rather impressive they've been able to do it and find other ways to manufacture runs. But either way, pretty impressive stuff. Also, a welcome sight for Chiefs fans is where the team ranks in other major statistical categories. I've talked numerous times this week on the pregame show about the Peoria defense, and how if you're a fan of Web Gems, this has certainly been the team to follow through the early part of the season in the Midwest League. That statement would be supported by the fact that the Chiefs are still tied for the fewest errors in the league to this point, and they also rank number one in stolen bases with 14 and in walks drawn with 50, which shouldn't come as much of a surprise after they picked up 17 of them in one night during the doubleheader a couple of weeks ago, albeit 17 innings of baseball as opposed to the regularly scheduled 14, but still a number that would pop some eyes. For the Loons, it's been a struggle the past couple of nights, absorbing four consecutive losses while watching their batting average as a team dip all the way down to 164. Yes, that low coming in, it was up over 260, so it's dropped more than 100 points. Second lowest in the Midwest League, and the same could be said for their on-base percentage, second lowest in the Midwest League there as well. A couple of rough ones for the Loons, and the Chiefs will look to hand them their fifth straight defeat this afternoon. And who will the Chiefs hand the ball to try and accomplish that? Well, we'll tell you all about them right after the break. We've got our pitching matchup, lineups, and more to come right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Chiefs pregame show just a mere minutes away from first pitch in the series finale between the Peoria Chiefs and Great Lakes Loons. Lineup cards being exchanged down on the field as we speak. And while they're tending to that, let's take a look at our starting pitching matchup for the Chiefs. They'll hand the ball to right-hander Austin Love. The 23-year-old will be getting his second crack at the Loons in the series after he was roughed up in Game 1 back on Tuesday. They'll look to avenge that this afternoon. He was only able to work through 3 1/3, allowed 9 runs on 7 hits, and handing out 3 free passes in the process. So Austin Love certainly hoping for a much better outing today than 5 days ago. We look over toward the Loons side of things. It's Gavin Stone, and much like Love, he will also be seeing the Chiefs for a second time in this week. It was a short outing for Stone on Tuesday, going just an inning and 2/3, giving up a run on a pair of hits before being lifted. Perhaps not wanting to wear him down after a shorter spring this year, and maybe we'll see him receive a heavier workload today. Just about that time to meet our starting lineups for tonight's contest, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. For the Chiefs, it's Mike Antico leading off in center field. He had a debacle last night. He ended up being tossed out of the game. We'll certainly talk about that as the course of the afternoon wanes on. Mason Wynn back in the lineup at shortstop, batting second. He's off to a blistering start. 4.78 the average has climbed to for Mason. No home runs and 4 RBIs. Aaron Antonini in the 3 spot doing the catching. 2.63, a couple of long balls and 7 ribbies for him. Picked up one last night. Jacob Buschberger in the cleanup slot at second base. He's been shuffled around defensively quite a bit for the Chiefs this week against the Loons. 2.92, no long balls, 4 ribbies for him. Matt Chamberlain out in right, batting fifth. Tommy Ju into the lineup after an off day yesterday. He did come in as a defensive replacement after Mike Antico was ejected. He's in left. Thomas Francisco batting seventh at first. Zade Richardson slotted in the 8-hole DHing. And Noah Memlinger at the hot corner at third. He will round out the 9. He had a wedge jam last night, sprawling out toward foul ground. And he will get another crack in the lineup here this afternoon. Johnny DeLuca for the Loons will lead off in left field. His average has tumbled over the past couple of nights, down to 2.06, just above the Mendoza line. Jorbit Vivas will back him up at second base in the 2-hole. Ismael Alcantara in center field. Eddie Leonard at shortstop in the cleanup spot. Leonel Valera at the hot corner at third, batting fifth. Zach Ching behind him at first base. Ryan January will do the catching, batting seventh. Aldrich DeYoung out in right field batting eighth, and Joe Furnash, the DH, will round out the ninth. So it's Austin Love versus Gavin Stone, the Chiefs versus the Loons. Game 6 of 6 in this series. We'll hit one more break, give you a quick look at the weather and a look around the Cardinals organization. And then after that, it'll be Cody Schindler with First Pitch on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Brendan Howe back here with you on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. An overcast afternoon as we take a look at the weather before first pitch. 46 degrees, steady breeze blowing out towards left. And now a look around the organization quickly. Palm Beach winners over Daytona 3-2. Springfield down Arkansas 4-0. A one-hitter, by the way, by Springfield. Strong performance there by the pitching staff. Memphis lost to Charlotte 12-5. Nolan Gorman homered again. And St. Louis winners over the Brewers by a final of 2-1. Just about that time, the series finale between the Chiefs and the Loons. Keep it here, first pitch with Cody Schindler straight ahead on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Happy Easter to those who observe. It's the Chiefs and the Loons in the series finale. The Chiefs have already locked up this series. They've won 4 in a row. Four of the first five. This is game number 6. Brendan gave you the lineups. DeLuca, Vivas, Alcantara, the scheduled hitters, 1, 2, and 3. Leonard, Valera, Ching in the middle. January, DeYoung, and Vranish rounded out. First pitch is a strike called, nothing and one. Away we go, a minute early, 1:34, the first pitch this afternoon. Austin Love working quickly. His next pitch, a strike called, nothing and two. Love got roughed up on Tuesday by this Loons offense. And what a bounce back. Swing and a miss, three pitches.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. DeLuca strikes out swinging. The Chiefs defense, Jew and Tico Chamberlain left to right across the outfield. Menlinger, Wynn, Bushberger, and Francisco from third to first on the infield dirt. Aaron Antonini, the catcher this evening. For the right-hander, Austin Love, who misses upstairs, 4-1. There goes the immaculate inning. Love gets his sign and deals. 1-0 is looped in the left, a base hit over the head of Wynn. He's trying to size that one up, but no opportunity to make a spectacular leaping grab. He made a spectacular grab the other night on Friday, an over-the-shoulder grab running towards left field, a sliding catch. Willie Mays-esque. Now, Contra the batter now, he's been as good as any Loons hitter in this series. The Loons team that, for the most part, been held in check. First pitch from Love, over below, 1-1. Chiefs wearing their baby blue alternates, the Sunday baby blues, home white pants. Loons wearing their alternate green tops with gray trousers. 1-0 pitch missed down and in, 2 balls and no strikes. A chilly Easter Sunday in downtown Peoria. The wind blowing in, perhaps a little right to left from time to time. Not a hitter's day necessarily. Contra waves and misses. Count now 2-1. Entering action tonight, I should say this afternoon, the Loons in their last 3 games collected just 10 hits. Breaking ball in for a strike, it's 2-2. They were 10 for 94. That's right, in their last 3 games, 10 for 94. That's a 106 batting average. Hard to win that way. Love's 2-2, way high. Easy take for Alcantara, and the count is full 3-2. Love from Mount Ola, North Carolina, ULLA. Count full 3-2, and now a pickoff throw to first, but Levi's back standing. Love stayed home. He played his college ball at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Modest lead off of first. Now the 3-2. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Already 2 strikeouts for Love. He had just 3 in the home opener on Tuesday.
Count batter of the game, the shortstop, number 13, Edias Leonard.
Leonard steps in. He has really struggled to begin the year. Just 1 hit. And on the first pitch, he loops one. Foul ground left side towards the third base bullpen. And it gets out of play. Noah Menlinger was up into the first row of seats. Tried a little parkour down there. Came up empty. And it's strike one. The bullpens here in Peoria are kind of located halfway between left field and third base. Leonard swings and misses. It's nothing and two. So a foul ball there kind of drifts in a shallow left. Likewise, down the right field line. Leo 2 is tying away. Love looking to strike out the side in the first inning. One, two, home. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Love indeed. Strikes out the side. 3 Ks in the inning. We go to the home half of the first. Loons nothing. Chiefs coming up. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Stone to the mound. He started on Tuesday. Not pitched particularly deep into that game. This is his second start of the year. Both of them coming against us.
The center fielder, number five.
6'1", 175 from Lake City, Arkansas. He'll face Antico, Wynn, and Antonini, top of the Peoria order. Bushberger, Chamberlain, and Jew in the middle. Francisco, Richardson, and Menlinger round things out. And the first pitch to Mike Antico, misses down for ball one. Get you the game time temperature here in just a moment. 1-0 is fouled straight back. Ball and a strike on Antico, who brought the lineup card out today after being ejected in the eighth inning last night, perhaps just to make amends. 1-1. Late swing and a foul up to the sweet level left side. 1-2. Next pitch from Stone. Swinging a ground ball towards first. In and out of the mitt of Ching. Going to be a close play. And the throw is wide. E3 to kick off the bottom of the first inning. A pretty routine ground ball. Took a little bit of a hop on Ching. Went right off the heel of the mitt. And then his throw to Stone covering was wide.
The shortstop, number seven, Mason Wynn.
And Tico board. Here's Mason Wynn, who's maybe the hottest hitter in the league to this point. 478, the batting average. He's driven in four. And Tico, by the way, he's a threat to run. Wynn was trying to bunt for a hit, and he fouled it back to the screen. 0-1. Pickoff throw, but Antico back. We promised the game time temperature, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Season longer game time temperature brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. One strike pitch fouled back to the sweet level. Nothing and two. Standard Heating and Cooling, located at 906 Southwest Adams. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. Two strikes on the Peoria shortstop. Tico bluffed towards second. And the pitch home is a strike three call. Wynn was gesturing towards somebody, perhaps now Antico, who took two or three hard steps towards second and then shut it down. Perhaps that threw a win off his game. One away, Antonini the batter. First pitch is laser towards left field. Twisting and turning is DeLuca. He makes the grab. That lefty slice on it. The ball was carrying away from DeLuca. He turned around, made the catch over his right shoulder.
Number 12, Jacob Busberger.
That's a tough play. Tip of the cap. Luca hauls it in, two away. The batter is Busberger. First a pickoff throw, looking Antico back with two outs. See if he'll be inclined, perhaps more inclined, to be on the move. Chiefs 14 of 17 in the stolen base department this year. And on cue, there goes Antico. The pitch is a strike and a little bobble on the exchange. No throw from the catcher January, a stolen base. Make the Chiefs 15 of 18. That puts them in the league lead. Stone's one strike delivery missed down and in the dirt. January able to keep that one in front. Antico now a perfect 4-for-4. The trio of Antico, Wynn, and Tommy Jew, 11-for-11 on the base pass in the stolen base category. 1-1 is a top of the zone strike. It's 1-2. Glenn Meyerhofer behind the plate. Kyle Stutz is on the bases in the series finale. Stone, late kicking a 1-2, missed down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Stone wears number one. Don't see that every day from a pitcher. There's a couple of guys, the big league level, who wear zero. Is that right? 2-2 is lifted down the right field line, but this will curl foul and out of play. I think Adam Ottavino at one time wore zero. Yeah, Marcus Stroman, yes. Blue Jay, Met, now with Chicago. Two and two, good battle here. The next pitch home is lined towards right field. This one will get down for a hit. Antico to third. He'll be held there by Patrick Anderson. And now Busberger streaking for second. And he is there without a throw. January went down to a knee just to knock it down. Did not attempt to catch that ball. And by the time he gathered it, had no shot at Busberger. So a single for Busberger. He advances on the throw. Tico now at third. There's two in scoring position with now two Matt away.
Fielder number 29, Matt
for Matt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain.
The Loons, by the way, this is their ninth game of the year. They have scored first in every game to this point, and yet they are just 2-6. Go figure. First pitch swinging and a ground ball foul just to the right of first. Count nothing and one on Chamberlain. The Chiefs, meanwhile, when they do not score first, they are 4-1. That's hard to believe, right? Already four come-from-behind wins. There's a one-strike delivery. Wave and a miss. Looked like a changeup. Caught a lot of plate, but change of speed fooled Matty Ice, and it's nothing and two. Tico at third, Busberger at second. Stone way ahead. The 0-2 offering. Here it is. Miss downstairs. Good take. That time. 1-2. Overcast day in downtown Peoria. Not seen a whole lot of Mr. Sunshine this week. 1-2 now. A swing and a foul back by Chamberlain onto the roof of the press box. Bit of a thin crowd this afternoon, understandable with the Easter holiday. Thank you for spending part of your holiday with us. On the 1-2, a swing and a number, grounded slowly towards short, charging Leonard. He gloves and throws to first in time, and that ends the inning. Chiefs get two in a scoring position, but do not score with through one. Nothing, nothing. The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Austin Love back to work.
Leonel
Valera, the batter. He takes a curveball low, 1-0, to kick off the top of the second inning. Infield, outfield playing straight up. The next pitch fouled back to the netting, 1-1. Valera, 219, two homers, five runs driven in on the young season. Next pitch home. Missed low, perhaps a little in. Two balls and a strike. Love working quickly. Breaking ball missed away. It's now 3-1. Probably have to go back a long ways to find the last time Austin Love gave up nine runs in an outing. 3-1, an awkward hack and a miss. It's 3-2. Love looking to avoid that dreaded leadoff walk. The payoff gets a swing and a miss. Four strikeouts in the early going for Austin Love.
Now batting the first base, number nine, Zach.
It's like that fastball may have just a little extra tick on it this afternoon. He's beating some guys in the zone with the straight hard one. Ching the batter. Love pumps in a strike, nothing and one. Just his seventh professional start. Next delivery gets a cut and a miss. Nothing in two. This is a Great Lakes team that mid-pack in terms of how often they punch out. Another swing and a miss. Down goes Ching. Five punch outs for Austin Love. All of these swinging variety. He's just beating guys in the zone to this point. My goodness. Ryan January, he'll just try to put a ball in play. Takes high and away, ball one. And shouldn't say that because Vivas has a hit, to be fair. One out single in the first. Next pitch missed down. Two balls and no strikes. With the pitch clock, if a pitcher can get used to it, can really get into a nice rhythm. And another wave and a miss. It's 2-1. Next delivery home. Corbin Coppy. Fastball. January came up empty. It's 2-2. Love looking to punch out the side yet again. That one missed upstairs. January able to hold. Timeout called by the batter, January. He's now back in the box. The 3-2 home is popped up. Left side. This will get out of play. Aldrich DeYoung on deck should he be needed. There's another 3-2. It's down and in ball four. Love's first walk issued. He surrendered three and start on Tuesday. DeYoung will get an opportunity here in the top of the second.
Now batting the right fielder, number 7, Aldrich DeYoung.
DeYoung in right field this evening. January, a modest lead. The pitch was found off of the plate. Looked like he got a piece of umpire Glenn Meyerhofer. Tosses it out of play. He's all right. It's a one strike pitch. Lasered foul and out of play, left side. Nothing and two. Love from the belt fires home. And another swing and a foul. DeYoung just a tick behind it. January is the runner at first. It's also the first month of the year. 0-2 stayed high. One ball and two strikes. This is our last chance to come up with January-related puns, so we'll see what we can come up with in the series finale. 1-2. Wave and a miss, strike three. Austin Love keeps on cooking. How about six punch outs through two? We go to the home half, scoreless on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Chiefs hurler Austin Love dealing early with six strikeouts through two. Offense will look to get him some run support now. No score to this point. It will be Jew, Francisco, and Richardson. 6-7-8 in the Chiefs order. A chilly April 17th. Game number 9 of 132. First pitch swing and a foul back to the screen. Will be an Easter egg hunt post game for the kiddos. Well, there's autographs on the concourse. One strike delivery, a breaking ball. It's nothing and two. It's very nice to have some of those post-game events back and get the players out in the community and mingling amongst our great fans. Juice swings through a heater for strike three. Obviously, last year, COVID protocols more prevalent. Not able to do a whole lot of those things. Look forward to getting the players out in the community. And Cisco steps in. He promptly swings and misses. Nothing or one. If you have an event, I'd like the Chiefs to come out, take part. Email Peyton Leverton, our community relations manager. Cisco swings and misses. It's nothing and two. Peyton L. That's P-A-Y-T-O-N, the letter L, at PeoriaChiefs.com. Shoot her an email. Love to come to your event. 0-2, a looper foul off the end of the bat. Francisco, emergency hack, and nearly floated a base hit in the shallow left. Well, stay in battle mode. Another 0-2 home. A swing and a ground ball towards third under the glove of Valera, and it squirts into left field. Francisco, he's been searching for a hit. Just stuck the bat head out there yet again and stuck it past the outstretched glove of Leonel Valera. Francisco aboard with a one-out single. Here's Zade Richardson. So a lot of Zade last year. He's been more of the third catcher to this point. DHing this afternoon. And on the first pitch, he checks his swing for ball one. Zade from New Richmond, Ohio. Rests the bat on his right shoulder. Pitch inside, 2-0. I like these unis today from the Loons. Looks like a Christmas tree green. Is that an official color? 2-0, a swing and a foul at the plate. It's 2-1. Stone takes a peek at Francisco. Now he's set. With five on the pitch clock, he fires home. And it's low, 3-1. So a couple of four-legged friends out at the ballpark today. Bark in the park all Sundays. All home Sundays, I should say, in 2022. Bark in the Park, brought to you by Camp Bow Wow. 3-1 from Stone to Richardson. It's grounded off his front foot. And he's hunched over in front of the plate. He needs a moment. Richardson does not wear a shin guard on his front left foot. Seems to be more the exception than the norm, right? Growing up, those were kind of a specialty item. Now it seems like just about everybody wears one. That's understandable, right? Who wants to foul 95 off their front foot? 3-2. Late swing and a miss. Fastball sits Richardson down. Number 9 batter Mendlinger steps in.
Baseman number 4, Noah Mendlinger.
Mendlinger, open stance, first pitch to him, in there for strike one. Stone pretty comfortably will be in the mid-90s. They've had him as high as 98. Not in this game, but in general. And a ground ball is through on the left side, a base hit for Mendlinger. Francisco will hold at second. Menlinger starting to find his footing. Another knock for him. Just slapped that one the other way. Passes the baton to Mike Antico.
Now batting the center fielder, number 5, Mike Antico.
Two on, two gone, still scoreless. The bottom of the second. Stone missed away. 1-0. He's pretty much a two-pitch mix at this point in his career. Fastball changeup. Obviously need to develop a third offering as he moves up the Dodgers ladder. Right-hander fires a 1-0. It's up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count for Antico. The delivery. Wave and a miss. 2-1. Stone played his college ball at Central Arkansas. Smaller school. Mid-major. D1 level. 2-1. A swing and a looper. Curling foul down the left field line. It lands on the berm. Two balls and two strikes. Stone threw a no-hitter March 6, 2020. Central Arkansas win over Southeastern Louisiana. He whiffed 13 in that game. Here's a 2-2 delivery. High for ball three. The runners will be in motion. The dangerous Mason Wynn is on deck. Stone, by the way, finished his college career with a 2.42 earned run average, 36 appearances, 25 out of the pen. Started as the team's closer. A 3-2 swing and a pop-up. Foul ground off of third. This one will land in the seats. So we will replay the down. No runs, a hit. An error for the Loons. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Chiefs. A trio of singles to this point. Another 3-2. Antico lifts one into shallow left center, going out the shortstop Leonard, who makes the call, and he makes a one-handed catch to end the inning. Chiefs have stranded four through the first two innings. We're off to the third. Zeros in Peoria. You're listening to Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
J. Joe Vranish, the number nine batter, will lead off the top of the third inning with the cut and a miss. Away we go in the visiting half of the third. Vranish, DeLuca, and Vivas, the scheduled batters, 9-1 and 2. Love back to work. His next pitch is cut on and missed, 0-2. How many swinging strikes have we seen in this game? Feels like a lot. On the 0-2, strike three called. Austin Love. He gave up 9 runs on Tuesday to the same club. He has now whiffed 7 through 2 1/3. That was his first of the looking variety. He'll deal now with Johnny DeLuca. From the wine, the first pitch is lifted into shallow right center. Chamberlain going over. Antico coming in. It's the center fielder Antico who makes the chest-high grab for out number 2. The Loons were just pleased to put one in play. It resulted in an out, but somebody was able to touch Austin Love.
Baseman number 10, Yorbit Vivas.
Vivas steps in now. He has the lone hit, a bloop single in the left in the first. Takes a curveball down and in, ball one. Love and Antonini on the same page at the moment. Working in sync. 1-0 pitch is lifted down the left field line. This will get foul onto the berm. By the way, there's a gentleman down here about 3 rows off the field. He's wearing shorts. It's about 45 degrees, the wind blowing hard and in. 1-1 stayed high. Now, he reminds me of the kid in grade school who would always wear shorts when it was cold, you know, trying to be the cool kid. Pitch fouled back. TJ Mike raised his hand. He said, that was me. Hey, there is no shame in being warm. Wear a jacket. Come on. Throw on a pair of sweatpants. It's Sunday, right? You don't want to break out your best pair of jeans, do you? Say that for the work week. Next pitch home. It's high. Count is 2-2. Vivas really taking his time getting into the box the last couple of pitches, trying to disrupt Love. And a heater stayed high. It's 3-2, or rather, now it's ball 4. There's a little confusion. Aaron Antonini thought it was ball 3. And I think, did they get Love for a violation in there? Okay.
Now batting the center fielder, number 20.
There was some confusion down on the field, but it ultimately was ball 4. Vivas walks. He's reached twice. Now Contra the batter. He swings and misses. 0-1. Umpires never flashed a sign either. It was just everybody was on the different wavelengths. One pitch missed down and away. It's a ball and a strike. Still scoreless. Top of any number 3. Love a long pause. Now the pitch. Fastball nips the outside corner. It's 1-2. Love. Waste no time. His next pitch, cut on and missed. Strike 3. 8 strikeouts for Austin Love through 3 innings of work. He's dealing for Peoria as the starting rotation continues to do fine work this week. Through 2.5, no score. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Mason Wynn will lead off the home half of the third as action commences in the Great Lakes bullpen. A left-hander up and throwing. First pitch to Wynn stayed high. 1-0. Wynn, Antonini, and Buschberger, arguably the three best hitters on the ball club. 2, 3, and 4 in the order due this inning. And Wynn promptly lines one in the left, a base hit. Absolute seed. Wynn extends the on-base streak. He extends the hit streak. We'll see when he's on the move. Not if, but when. You can almost expect Mason to now attempt to swipe second here.
Aaron Antonini.
First a pickoff throw. Yeah, I think Great Lakes is well aware of what he brings to the table by now. Wynn has absolutely dominated this series. We'll give you the numbers in just a moment. First pitch to Antonini, grounded through the hole on the right side. See if Wynn can go first to third. He will now. A little bobble by DeYoung, who just has to lob that one back in to second. Wynn was going to hold, but he advances on the fielding error by DeYoung. They're at the corners now with nobody out for Jacob Buschberger.
Now batting the second baseman, number 12, Jacob.
She's looking to break through here in the bottom of the third. By the way, Wynn against the Loons, he is now 8 for 15. 3 extra base hits, 4 runs driven in. He has 3 walks and 2 stolen bases. Stone pumps in a fastball strike, nothing and one. Back-to-back singles to open up the third. One strike delivery. Nips the knees. Nothing and two. Just about everybody rocking the long sleeves this afternoon. A chilly Easter Sunday. Stone could use a punch out. The 0-2 home. Swinging a tapper towards second. Wynn will score from third. They flip to second for one. The return throw is late. A fielder's choice RBI for Buschberger. It's 1-0 Chiefs. And for the first time this year, the Loons do not draw first blood.
Now batting the right fielder, number 29, Matt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain the batter now for Buschberger. That's his fifth RBI on the young season. Swinging a foul by Chamberlain to begin his second AB. There's two teams towards the top of the league in fielding percentage. couple of early mishaps from the Loons. One miss down and in. Ball to strike, and that error could loom large, right? Wynn was dropping anchor at second. He then advanced to third and scored on the Bushberger ground ball. One out in the inning, the 1-1. Cut and a miss, it's 1-2. Five hits for the Chiefs to this point in the ball game. Chamberlain chased a bad one that time, or perhaps it was just a plus pitch from Stone. Looked like a good changeup. Just faded away from the left-handed bat of Chamberlain. He punches out. There's two down for Tommy Jupe. Jupe struck out swinging in the first. He's rocking the hoodie underneath the uniform. He swings through a fastball, nothing and one. Modest lead for Bushberger off of the first base bag. Next pitch home, a swing and a foul. It's 0-2. Chiefs have already clinched the series. They've won four in a row after losing 15-2 in the home opener. Looking to make it five straight against Great Lakes. Stone's 0-2. Swung on and missed. Inning over. Stone is not quite match Austin Love, but in his own right, he has five punch-outs through three. Chiefs get a run in unearned tally. We go to the fourth. 1-0 Chiefs. Pass the baton to Brendan Howe, and we return on the PRA Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Loons to the plate in the top of the fourth. A 1-0 edge for the Chiefs as the first pitch of the inning is swatted foul back into the seating bowl by Eddie's Leonard. Noah Menlinger back to work. It's been quite the afternoon for him here on this Easter Sunday. Quickly back to work on 0-1. This one a tapper up the third baseline. Playable for Menlinger. He'll shuffle and fire on to retire Leonard for the first out in the top of the fourth. 5-3 put out if you're scoring along with us at home. Thank you for spending part of your holiday with us here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Lionel Valera due up next. One of the eight punch-out victims of Austin Love so far this afternoon. First pitch to him. Fastball taken just a little bit low for ball one. Eight strikeouts for Austin Love to this point in the ballgame. Polar opposite of last Tuesday, as the 1-0 pitch is punched back to the padded wall behind the dish. A ball and a strike. Otherwise, it stayed the same, though. Still a chilly day from Dozier Park as the 1-1 pitch tails a little bit off the plate, 2-1. Just about everybody rocking the long sleeves, but not Austin Love. There comes a 2-1 from the righty. Big cut and a miss. Got Valera to elevate the swing out of the zone and Two balls and two strikes the count. Working quickly, then two-strike pitch. Couldn't put him away. Fastball upstairs, and the count will move full 3-2. I have to say, Austin Love, much braver than I. The jacket has come out on this Sunday. 3-2 foul back, and we'll do it again. A couple of days ago, it was a few degrees warmer. Able to get away with the quarter zip, but not today. The winter jacket and being put to good use as the 3-2 misses upstairs for ball four. So Valera is on. Just the fourth base runner that the Loons have been able to muster up. Ironically enough, despite the eight punchouts from Austin Love, they've actually had a base runner in every inning, including here in the fourth, as here's Zach Ching to step in. Love out of the stretch. First pitch, a fastball. It dusts Ching back a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Man on, one away. Loons half of the fourth. The series finale here this afternoon from Dozier Park. Chiefs on top, 1-0. Love ready, the pitch. Tapped up the third baseline and foul toward the Loons dugout. Ball and a strike. 60 pitches for Austin Love, 38 of them strikes. It's been pretty economical out there on the bump this afternoon. Set with a 1-1. Before that, a look over to first, and in with a head-first slide, Valera safely. Ching had that 2-RBI double in the 11th inning last night. And it looks like that would put the separation that the Loons needed between them and the Chiefs as the 1-1 is filed back. Of course, we now know that that was not the case, as the Chiefs would come storming back with a crooked number in the bottom of the 11th, the 4 spot to win it. They did all that without a hit. A 1-2 pitch fouled into the sweet level. And the count will hold the ball and two strikes. Just a wild, wild night at the ballpark. And even Patrick Anderson down in the clubhouse this morning was talking about it. He said, I don't know if we've ever seen anything quite like that last night. 1-2, another check on first base. Valera back in to the back corner of the bag in time. Love staring down at Antonini for a sign. The pitch home, cut on and missed, strike three. Make it 9 for the right-hander. And the second time he's punched out Zach Ching.
The catcher number 5.
Gonna bring up Ryan January. It's Ryan January and Jorbit Vivas, the two members of the Loons lineup to this point in the game that have not punched out. January worked his way on with a walk his first time and waves and misses through an outside fastball here, nothing and one. Leonel Valera, the man at first, two away, Loons half of the fourth. Double taps the plate once, swings his bat out toward Austin Love, who comes set in the stretch. And for the 0-1, very concerned, a close play over there at first as Valera just able to sneak back in the nick of time. Love's got a deceptively quick hop-step move over there to first and nearly caught Valera napping that time, 0-1. That one misses outside, one ball, one strike. January swinging it from the left side. As does the man on deck, Aldrich DeYoung. Back-to-back lefties for the Loons in the lineup as the 1-1 tails outside. Two balls and a strike now as January works himself ahead in the count. Just three lefties for Great Lakes in the lineup tonight, after a couple of days in a row in which they featured five lefties as January waves and misses. Big heater from Love. Went up and out of the zone, got January to offer, and the count evens up 2-2. Love has been in full command, the 2-2. Couldn't put him away, and all the Peoria dugout was hopping up and down in disbelief on that non-strike call. 3-2, the count moves. They thought Love had double digits there. Another opportunity here Payoff pitch coming. Runner takes off. Cut on and missed strike three. And a fist pump from Austin Love. Number 10 on the afternoon. The right-hander dealing on the bump for the Chiefs. They lead it 1-0. We're through 3.5 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Thomas Francisco to the plate for the Chiefs as he takes a letter-high strike to open up the Peoria half of the fourth inning. Francisco, Zade Richardson, and Noah Menlinger, the bottom third of the Chiefs' order, due up with a 1-0 lead as Francisco lobs one toward third. Up the ladder goes Valera to haul it in. A fine play at the hot corner as it was kind of a looping line drive, softly hit off the bat of Francisco. And Valera able to see it into the webbing of his glove for out number one. And here comes Zade Richardson. Didn't even get a chance to tell you about the new hurler on Four Great Lakes. It's left-hander Julian Smith, 6'4", out of Concord, North Carolina, 24 years old. And fires a fastball that misses high and wide to Zade Richardson, 1-0. Smith has already appeared once in this series. A couple of days ago, back on the 14th, part of a 5-2 victory in Game 2 for Peoria in the doubleheader. As Richardson takes low and away, 2 balls, no strikes. It was 2 scoreless innings in that effort for Smith out of the pen. Comes on here in the series finale. 2-0 pitch, cut on and missed by Richardson. Tied him up inside with a heater, 2-1. Say the DH today for the Chiefs. 0-1 was a strikeout victim his first time. Here comes a 2-1 from Smith. Outside again, 3 balls and a strike. Richardson in the driver's seat. Fastball, slider, cutter, the mix for Smith. Was a 15th round choice back in 2018 by the Dodgers. 3-1. That one misses, and an easy take for Richardson to net himself a free pass. So the Chiefs have themselves a one-out base runner in the fourth. I'm going to bring up Noah Menlinger.
Now batting the third baseman, number 4, Noah Menlinger.
Menlinger started to heat up at the dish as of late, past couple of nights. Average has been bumped up to 231 as he takes low and away. Showed bunt and then pulled it back. 1 ball, no strikes. One thing we've noticed about the Chiefs here in this series, they're not afraid to play small ball. They've shown bunt multiple times. They've laid down a few successfully at that. 1-0. Big looping curve, not much to it. Sat upstairs, 2 balls and no strikes, and now January wants some time to They go have a chat with Smith, who's missed on four consecutive pitches now. Netted the walk to Zade Richardson and now falling behind the nine-man Menlinger. So Gavin Stone's day is done. Worked three innings, giving up a run, although not earned on five hits. No walks, five Ks for the Loons' right-handed starter. Smith, a southpaw, battling Menlinger. Lefty-lefty battle, and he fires in a strike knee-high, 2-1. The second baseman, Vivas, shaded way over. Almost equidistant between first and second. Menlinger awaits the 2-1. Here it is. Down and away. Fastball moves the count to 3-3. Back-to-back hitters that the count has gone to 3-1. Already lost Richardson to start the frame after a Francisco flyout. 3-1 on the way. A tapper up the first baseline, but foul. So the count swells full on Menlinger, 3-2. At the top of the order, represented by Mike Antico, waiting on deck. Chiefs already with five hits in the ballgame. They set a season high yesterday with 9 in the ballgame. Well on their way to that number again this afternoon as time calls. I believe that was Menlinger who asked for time to step out. Short lead for Richardson off the bag at first, held on by Ching. Smith gives him a look, kicks and delivers a payoff pitch, then misses away for ball four. The fastball couldn't find its spot on the outer edge of the plate, and back-to-back walks issued by Smith will set up Mike Antico with an opportunity with one gone. David Anderson has emerged from the Loons' third base dugout on his way to the hill for a quick meeting of the minds. Afternoon baseball here on this Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to all who may observe. Anderson joined by January as well as the rest of the Loons infield. Antico will be the hitter when action does resume. Reached on an error, was stranded at third, stole second base, and then popped out to Leonard at short. Meeting concludes. Anderson, a slow walk back to the Loons dugout.
Now batting. The center fielder,
he's had to make his presence felt at the mound quite often the past couple of nights for the Loons. And their pitchers have really struggled with command against these Peoria hitters. First offering to Antico. That one rides high, but a called strike at the top of the zone, 0-1. Of course, we have talked multiple times about the 17 walks that were issued as part of that twin bill a couple of nights ago, 0-1. That one again, breaking ball, sits upstairs. This one, not a strike. The count 1-1 on the Chiefs leadoff man, Antico. First and second, one down, home half of the fourth. The 1-1 pitch from Smith, cracked in the air to right center field. Alcantara chasing it inwards, and no one's going to get there. It'll fall in for a base hit. On his way to third, Richardson, he'll get there standing up, and the Chiefs have loaded up the bases on a cue shot to right center field. Mike Antico hasn't gotten many base hits, but they are timely when they do come. And who else would you want at the plate to follow that than Mason Wynn? Has already extended the hit streak to 7 games, the on-base streak to 8 games, and the first pitch is lofted foul right side out of play. He comes up with Richardson at third, Menlinger at second, and Antico at first. And still only one out. Middle infielders Leonard and Vivas shaded at double play depth. Of course, that is still in play here with one gone. Force at any bag. The 0-1 from Smith in the dirt. Chested up by January and a ball and a strike to Mason Wynn. Came in with the average sitting at 478, which is an astronomical number. Has only seen that improve today, the 1-1. That one dips a little bit low below the zone, 2-1. Hey, everybody. Now Smith, since he has entered, has faced four batters. He's walked two of them. And then, of course, the base hit for number six on the day for the Chiefs as Wynn taking all the way and looks at a strike 2-2. That was a middle off-speed pitch. Wynn watching it go by. Smith brings the glove set at the belt, kicks and throws a 2-2, cut on and missed strike three, and a big one for the left-hander. Perhaps the hardest guy to set down, period, let alone by way of the K, Mason Wynn. Now, Julian Smith gets the job done. Now, it's still a chance for Aaron Antonini with the bags full. Chiefs trying to tack on to a 1-0 lead as it sits currently. Base is loaded. First pitch to him. Down and away, ball one. Of course, Antonini has the two long balls for the Chiefs. He paces the club. Tommy Ju has the other one. Only three as a team for the Chiefs. 1-0 from Smith. Slider hits the outside corner. One ball, one strike. That's where Smith was trying to locate the last one. Finally pinpoints his spot this time. Count level on Antonini. Next offering home. Oh, up and in. Look out as Antonini ducks out of the box. Two balls and a strike. A lot of green out there in the outfields. Antonini trying to find a soft spot. Here comes the 2-1. Fisted to the backstop, foul, and the count moves to 2-2. A run on six hits. The Chiefs have stranded five already to this point. That number would increase to eight if Antonini is unable to come through here. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch from Smith. Cut on and missed strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts as the southpaw comes up large, and the Chiefs leave the bases loaded. They still lead it 1-0 as we're through four. We head to the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Nine and one for the Loons in the top of the fifth. The Chiefs currently owners of a 1-0 lead. As we move through the middle innings of game 6 of 6, the finale between the Loons and the Chiefs. Austin Love back to work, and why not, as the first pitch of the inning lofted into foul ground down the third baseline, and Menlinger gave it a look, but he'll watch it sail out of play.
Number 7, Aldrich DeYoung.
And there's, you just heard, Aldrich DeYoung, the man to start it off for the Loons in the top half of the fifth as he takes low and inside, a ball and a strike. Joe Vranesh and Johnny DeLuca to follow. Love working quickly out of the wind, the pitch home. That one misses in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Loons just a one hit to speak of to this point, and this one promptly poked into center field. That'll get down for a hit. Just the second of the day as DeYoung finds himself aboard to kickstart the Loons offense in the fifth. That'll set up Joe Vranesh. Cody's not a fan of the announcer's jinx. I think it's real. I think it definitely there's something to it there. Maybe just a little bit. I don't know. Could just be me. Second hit of the day for the Loons. First offering to Vernesh. High and tight for a ball. 0 for 1 is the Loons' DH. Was the 7th of 10 strikeouts for Austin Love back in the third inning. 0-1, or 1-0 rather. A strike. That makes it 1-1. 10 punchies for Austin Love through 4 innings. Of course, just the 2 hits. And a few walks sprinkled in, but it hasn't come back to bite him yet as he falls behind 2-1. Pitch missed down and away. He's got the top of the order looming. And here he comes on 2 balls and a strike. A hard hit ball to third. Mendlinger to second base for 1. Buschberger over to first. A double play. Just how they draw it up. 5-4-3. And just like that, the leadoff single is erased, and there's 2 gone for Johnny DeLuca.
Now batting the left fielder, number 11, Johnny DeLuca.
Just what the doctor ordered for Austin Love, who has enjoyed a much better afternoon than that on Tuesday. Came out with a vengeance this afternoon as the first one is swatted back to the netting for strike 1. DeLuca 0 for 2. He's fallen into a massive slump here at the tail end of this series as he takes one hit down in the dirt, a ball and a strike. The average for DeLuca entering the series was up over 300 as he chops this one to short. Wynn plays it on a hop, strong throw across, is in time, inning over. The Loons get a hit, but Austin Love faces the minimum. And the Loons still have a goose egg up there on the scoreboard. The Chiefs on top, 1-0 as we head to the home half of the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Jacob Buschberger to the plate to start it off for the Chiefs in the home half of the fifth. He'll be followed by Matt Chamberlain and Tommy Jew as Peoria looking to add on to a 1-0 advantage. Julian Smith back to work for the Loons out of the pen, and Buschberger foul tips one into the mitt to start us off for strike 1. Buschberger singled back in the first inning, reached on a fielder's choice, and brought home a run as well in that at-bat as he cuts and misses through this one as well. A fastball on the outer edge. And it's quickly 0-2. Smith out of the stretch. 0-2 pitch. And couldn't tie up Buschberger there. Staying alive. A ball and 2 strikes. Chiefs a run on 6 hits. Loons no runs, 2 hits, and a couple of errors. The 1-2 pitch from the lefty. A chopper back over the mound and a play by Vivas, but he won't have a throw as it trickles over by the Chiefs dugout. Buschberger's going to take off for second. He'll get there standing. Not sure if they're going to rule that a hit and then a throwing error. Not quite sure what that one's going to be called, as it was a wacky play. Looked like it was going to get into center field. I think that's what Bushberger thought, as he kind of pulled up at first base. And then once he saw that the throw had gotten away, realized, hey, I've got a shot at second base, and he took it.
29, Matt Chamberlain.
They will rule it a hit. So Bushberger with his second knock of the game. And here's Matt Chamberlain, who punches this one shallow left field. That'll drop in for a base hit. Bushberger's going to hit the bag at third and stop there. A wide turn for Chamberlain at first. And back-to-back base hits for the Chiefs. Softly hit at that. Not sure you could have ran out there and bowled it any better than that. So Chamberlain
now batting the
punches
left,
one into shallow left.
Tommy
we saw
Jones.
Valera make a play on a ball hit like that earlier on Thomas Francisco, who kind of just lofted one off the end of the bat. Valera was able to haul that one in. No chance to corral that one. And it's men on the corners for Tommy Ju, and he punches the first one into the sweet level foul for strike one. And they did charge Vivas with a throwing error on that last play against Jacob Bushberger, if you're wondering. So three errors now for the Loons at the midway point in this ballgame as Ju watches one outside. A ball and a strike, and now time asked for at the dish. Bushberger at third and Chamberlain at first base, and the Chiefs have men on the corners in seemingly the blink of an eye here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Chance to tack on a couple of more as Ju takes one down by the back foot, 2-1. Eight hits for the Chiefs in this fifth inning. One away from tying that number in the hit column from last night, and they just have the one run. 2-1 home. Ju skies this one into foul ground. Over by the Chiefs dugout, the catcher January and first baseman Ching converging, but that one will become a souvenir. And a cheer as a fan makes a fine barehanded effort on the baseball down there. Took a hop off of the cement stairs and ricocheted right into the hands of one lucky fan. Count 2-2 on Tommy Ju. Smith a breath, lifts the leg and fires home. 2-2 is roped past the Loons dugout and ricocheting foul. Off of the protective railing. Tommy trying to straighten that one out. And if he can do so, it'll give the Chiefs an even further advantage. 2-2 home. In there, strike three. Got him at the knees. Ju doesn't like it. He is cement-footed in that right-handed batter's box and now begins to slow walk back as he was flabbergasted by that last strike three call. He goes down looking. Third time down on strikes for Ju this afternoon. Rough day at the office for him. And here's
now
Thomas Francisco with a chance.
Thomas Francisco!
Francisco, a base hit and a fly out to third base and Valera. That aforementioned looper off the end of the bat. And Valera was able to climb the ladder and make a fine play on. Pitch home. Up the middle, off the mound, and into center, a base hit. That'll bring home a run. Bushberger's in to score. Trying for third is Chamberlain. The throw got him in time. And now a pause as Bushberger, not sure if he was gunned out on that play, kind of stopped as well as Valera, who I think may have thought that was the third out. Nope, that's only two, fellas. So Francisco records his fourth RBI of the season.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 39.
That'll bring up the DH, Sade Richardson. Bushberger's in to score. Chamberlain is out at third base on the relay in from center field. A little over-aggressive to try and stretch that one over to third. And now that'll be the day for Julian Smith as Austin Chubb is out to take the baseball away from the left-hander. New pitcher coming on for the Loons. We'll tell you all about them after this short break on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Zade Richardson, the man to greet the new arm from one lefty to the other for the Loons. Julian Smith exits. Jose Hernandez enters. And the Chiefs half of the fifth with two away. Inherits the man aboard at second base. It's Thomas Francisco, fresh off the RBI base hit that gave the Chiefs a 2-0 lead as Richardson watches a fastball tail outside for ball one. Hernandez appeared in game two of the doubleheader. A 5-2 winner for the Chiefs in that one. 1-0 pitch to Richardson on a line, but foul toward the Loons' bullpen. And look out. A couple of members of the Great Lakes bullpen jumping up and taking cover on that one. A ball into strike. Hernandez, 6'3", 205, 24 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent back in 2016. He worked two innings in which the Chiefs were able to tab him for a couple of earned runs on four hits. He's got some lively stuff. His fastball sits low to mid-90s, although the slider and breaking stuff is still a work in progress. Got Richardson at 1-1. The pitch home, cut on and missed. And the southpaw able to work ahead, a ball and two strikes. Zade trying to extend the frame for Noah Mendlinger, who's loosening up on deck. A 1-2 from Hernandez. Cut on and missed strike three. Down goes Richardson. Fresh out of the bullpen, Hernandez records a strikeout. And the Chiefs will strand one, but they do bring one across as they stretch their lead out to two. It's 2-0 Chiefs after five on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Like 2-3-4 in the Loons order. Set to go. A new hurler. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Julie. Call to the bullpen all year long brought to you by the fine folks over at Julie. First pitch from Michael Jasenka is to the backstop for ball one. Jasenka, 23 years old, out of Franklin, Pennsylvania. He's already worked through an inning and two-thirds. Gave up 5 runs on 4 hits, couple of walks, and a K. That one came earlier this series against the Loons, as this one is powered out toward deep right field. But Chamberlain's got a beat on it, and he will make the catch for out number one. Vivas is set down after a loud out number one to begin the top of the sixth. That'll bring in Ismael Alcantara.
Now batting number 22, Joe Vranish. Correction, now batting the center fielder, number 23, Ismael Alcantara.
Base is clear, one away. Jasenka out of the windup and pitch home is right through there for a strike. Alcantara struck out a couple of times against starter Austin Love, who was absolutely marvelous following up a rough outing. So he certainly has avenged that performance. A ball and a strike on the Loon center fielder. Jasenka rocks and throws on 1-1, and it's down and in, 2 balls and a strike. Final line for Austin Love. 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Of course, the 3 walks and 10 strikeouts as the 2-1 is filed back. 2-2 the count. Jasenka trying to put him away on 2-2, and he does. Froze him for strike 3. Left him window shopping, and Alcantara goes down by way of the K for a third time this afternoon.
Now batting the shortstop, number 13, Edias Leonard.
That'll bring up Edias Leonard. Also was a strikeout victim. The third of 10 for Love, and then since has grounded out to Noah Mendlinger at third. He pops up the first pitch, ranging over into foul ground. Francisco by the Chiefs dugout to make the catch and end a speedy top half of the sixth inning. 1-2-3 for Michael Jasenka out of the pen. Bing, bang, boom. The Chiefs are coming back to the plate with a 2-0 lead on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bring 9-1-2 to the dish against Jose Hernandez, who faced just one batter in the bottom of the fifth inning as he set down Zade Richardson on strikes. It's Noah Mendlinger, Mike Antico, and Mason Wynn, the three to hit against the Loon Southpaw. Second arm out of the bullpen for Austin Chubb and Great Lakes. Mendlinger been up a couple of times, been on a couple of times. A base hit in the second frame and then a walk in the fourth as he takes one low here for ball one. Two runs, nine hits, no errors to this point in the ballgame for the Chiefs. No runs, two hits, three errors for the Loons. The 1-0 home. Taken high, a called strike, and it's 1-1. If it seems like the Chiefs were just at the plate, well, that's probably because they were. It's about the quickest top half of the sixth inning that we've had all season as the 1-1 skipped up to the plate. Two balls and a strike on Mendlinger. Michael Yasenko wasted absolutely no time out of the bullpen. Going to work and taking care of business as Mendlinger asks for time. One, two, three. It was a fly out to right, a strikeout, and then a pop out to first base and foul ground. 2-1 to Mendlinger. Fisted foul up into the sweet level out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Chiefs looking to make it five in a row here on this Easter Sunday. They've won four straight. As the Loons have really taken it on the chin the last couple of nights. And now time is called as Glenn Meyerhofer is out from behind the plate offering some explanation to the Great Lakes dugout. Not exactly sure what this conversation's about. Something to the effect of the pitch clock, I would assume. See if we can get a word on that. 2-2 to Mendlinger is inside. Rather, that was the 3-2 and taken for ball four. So Mendlinger's aboard for the third time. Back-to-back at bats with a free pass for Noah. And the Chiefs have the leadoff man on yet again. And back to the top of the order we go for Mike Antico. Umpires have had a bone to pick with Austin Chubb the last couple of nights. As Antico shows bunt, pops this one up in the Bermuda Triangle. It'll drop, and the throw will go to second base for the force out as Mendlinger was kind of caught in no man's land there. Had to hesitate and wait and see if that ball was going to be caught, and then he was hung out to dry once it dropped in. So Antico will reach a fielder's choice. It'll go 6-4.
Number seven, Mason Wynn.
Valera, Leonard, and Hernandez all kind of converged on that baseball. None of them really had a play on it, but fortunate for the Loons, they were able to get a play at second as Mason Wynn looks at strike one. So Mendlinger's erased. Still a brace runner on at first for the Chiefs in the form of Mike Antico, although this time it comes with one away. A one-strike count to Mason Wynn. Waits for Hernandez to offer. He does so, and it's a fastball up and away. Been a wacky couple of nights here at Dozier Park. Last night, of course, the one that is highlighted, 1-1 pitch to Wynn. That one misses up and in. Two balls and a strike on the Chiefs shortstop. Never know what you might see at the ballpark, and last night probably the epitome of that phrase. 2-1 the count. Antico will lead off of first, and Wynn cuts and misses over the top of a breaking pitch. 2-2 with one gone. Mason already did extend the on-base and hit streak in the third inning with a single. 2-2 from Hernandez. Cut on and missed strike three. Mason Wynn's gone down on strikes three times this afternoon. And he represents out number two in the Chiefs' half of the sixth. And that'll bring up Aaron Antonini.
Now batting, the catcher number 27, Aaron Antonini.
I want to rehash the point that I just brought up a couple of moments ago about Austin Chubb. He was tossed last night out of the ballgame by home plate umpire Kyle Stutz. Today, it's Glenn Meyerhofer behind the plate who had tossed Mike Antico, out of the game from center field last night as Antonini swings and misses through the first offering. Antico had brought out the lineup card earlier. You heard Cody mention that earlier on at the top of the broadcast. Oh, one home. High and tight, dusting back Antonini, a ball and a strike to count. Austin Chubb was upset at the lack of pitch clock enforcement, I guess you could say, from last night. And it was Aaron Antonini was the man at the plate when all of that went down. No, 1-1 to him. Into the dirt, chested up by January. No advance for Antico at the bag at first. All of that has since been sorted out. Antico back in the lineup today, and Chubb back in the third base dugout. The 2-1 to Antonini. Pop straight up on the infield. A mile-high pop-up. Ching coming in toward the plate. Long way to come, and he makes the catch above the bill of his cap to retire the side. The Chiefs strand one. They still lead it by a pair. It's 2-0 as we head to the seventh. Cody Schindler's got you the rest of the way after the break on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Second inning of work for Michael Yasenka. Set the Loons down in order in the sixth. He's ready to go in the top of the seventh. He gets ahead with a strike on Lionel Valera, who's at third this afternoon. Valera, Ching, and January, the scheduled hitters. Yasenka's next pitch missed upstairs, 1-1. Yasenka from Franklin, Pennsylvania. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off. 1-2. Yasenka, tough customer, not wearing long sleeves underneath the baby blue jersey. And now time is called. Perhaps Valera got some dirt in his eye. Now the 1-2, and it runs inside. Valera had to limbo out of the way of that one. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Next pitch, here it comes. Valera hits one in the air, left field, twisting and turning Jew onto the edge of the track. He hauls it in for out number one. Valera, little out on his front foot, perhaps a little bit off the end. Just not quite enough mustard on that one.
Number 9, Zach Ching.
That kind of sums up the series for Great Lakes, right, with the exception of Tuesday. Ching takes upstairs for ball one. Just not able to really piece anything together. Just 2 hits this afternoon. 1-0 from Yasenka. Paints the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. Henry action this afternoon. The Loons were 10 for their last 94. Of course, their last three ball games. 1-1 heater ran up and in. Two balls and a strike. Ching at 208 on the year. No homers. Five runs driven in. Pair of punch outs in this one. Think it's 2-1. It missed down. Three balls and a strike. By the way, Yasenka, he's the answer to a Peoria Chiefs trivia question. You're probably going to hear this every time he pitches, so get ready, Chiefs fans. 3-1 is lasered into left field. This will find some green. Over to cut it off is Jew. Off-balance throw back towards second, and it holds Ching to a long single. What a job by Tommy Jew. He was able to get that ball in quickly to the cutoff man, Mason Wynn, and with his arm, don't want to take any chances. Third hit of the game for the Loons.
Number five, Ryan January.
Ching aboard with one away. So, the trivia question. Michael Yasenka can always say he was the only pitcher in franchise history to win the High A Central Pitcher of the Week Award. January offers it the first pitch, and he hits it a mile high on the infield. The catcher, Antonini, can't see it. It's the third baseman, Menlinger, on the circle near home plate to haul it in. Antonini never saw that baseball, and by the time he was able to locate it, Menlinger had a beat on it.
The right fielder, number seven, Aldrich DeYoung.
Don't see that every day. We're going to put it in the book to third, but Menlinger nearly caught it on top of home plate. How about that? Two outs. DeYoung the batter, and he fouls straight back to the netting. Yasenka gets ahead in the count. Of course, last year the leagues all went by their geography, so to speak. Well, one missed down. We were the High A Central. You had the Low A Southeast, so on and so forth. Those monikers have been scrapped. We're back to the original league names. The Midwest League is so back in 2022. 1-1 missed down and in, two balls and a strike. Affectionately called the Midwest League by some. Haven't been to the Midwest. Recommend it. Nothing but hospitality. It's a 2-1 pitch. Soft liner towards short. Off the glove of Wynn. It trickles into left field. Wynn may have mistimed his jump ever so slightly. And he's patting his chest as if to say, my bad, Yasenka. Off the end of the bat, a soft liner finds some space. That's the second hit for DeYoung. He's had a quiet effect on this team. A nice series. Guy who's been in and out of the lineup, kind of a reserve player. Multi-hit game here this afternoon. Now Patrick Anderson, the skipper, out. Appears to be only a conversation at this point with his infield. And let's see. He will not take the ball from Yasenka. So it looks like Michael will get at least one more batter. Nick Trogerlich Iverson is up in the Chiefs bullpen down the right field line.
The designated hitter, number 22, Joe Vranish.
Number 9 batter is Vranish. 0 for 2, a strikeout, and a 5-4-3 double play. Hit that ball in the screws, however. He sank it to the plate. It's outside, ball one. Sanka was also the Cardinals minor league pitcher of the month way back in July of 2019. He shared that honor with some guy by the name of Randy Arozarena. He's doing all right. 1-0 swing and a foul. Count even at one aside. No runs, four hits, three errors for Great Lakes. Two runs, nine hits, no errors for the Chiefs. The nine hits tie a season high. Buschberger holding the runner close at second. The 1-1. A wave and a miss. It's 1-2. Antonini did not throw it back to Yasenka. Instead, he threw all the way to the second base bag, nearly a wild toss. It's a weird sequence. Bushberger was in the area and able to at least get a mitt on it. No damage done. The count now 1-2. Senka from the stretch. Missed down and away. Top of the order looming, Johnny DeLuca, the on-deck batter, who got off to such a fine start. He has really struggled to find his footing this weekend. Last few nights, the Chiefs have held him in check. Senka turns towards second, does not deliver a pitch. Counts as a step off. You get two per at-bat. Not often do you see guys use them, but it is available. 2-2 is ladled into center. Antico went back. Now camps, and he makes a catch in medium deep center field. Michael Yasenka, two shutout innings out of the pen. He strands a pair. Stretch time in Peoria. 2-0 Chiefs looking for their fifth consecutive win.
It's time to Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Hernandez back out there, the big, tall left-hander. Ready to kick off the home half of the seventh. Chiefs 2, Loons nothing.
Now batting for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs 6 outs away from their second shutout win of the season. For comparison's sake, I believe they had just one shutout win all of last season. First pitch, heater missed away. 1-0 on Bushberger. Go figure. A late kick in the 1-0. Cut and a miss. Bushberger beat in the zone that time. 1-1. Bushberger from Montague, Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids. 1-1, a wave and a miss. Disappearing breaking ball. Good pitch from Hernandez to make it 1-2. We will not go to Grand Rapids this year to play West Michigan. We will return this series to Midland, Michigan. Take on Great Lakes in August. 1-2 brought up some dust. Two balls and two strikes. Bushberger has reached three times today, a pair of singles. So an RBI mixed in. 2-2 try. It's lifted foul out of play right side. Cleared the netting, protecting Adams Street. Hernandez, a late kick and the pitch home. In the dirt, picked nicely by January. 3-2. Okay, I think I've got my January pun. I think I've got it. Every Tuesday, do you think he wakes up with a new series resolution? Yeah? 3-2 curveball, didn't break, stayed high, ball four. Bushberger aboard yet again. This time a leadoff walk in the bottom of the seventh. Remains overcast.
Now batting the right.
A couple of darker clouds mixed in. There is a chance of rain as we move into the evening hours. Hopefully it will not affect us. Lefty to lefty, Hernandez missed low. Ball one on Matt Chamberlain, 1-for-3. He singled back in the fifth. Remember, we had Wednesday's game washed out due to rain. Put a doubleheader on Friday. Chamberlain on the pitch up and in, unable to check his swing. A ball and a strike to count. Infield shifted towards the right side, the 1-1. Chamberlain lines one the other way towards the foul line, falling fast and falling foul. Well, just kept slicing away from DeLuca and ultimately sliced into foul play. Charge! Come on, folks, don't all yell it at once down there. Folks maybe still full from their Easter lunch, perhaps. Here's a 1-2. Breaking ball, froze Chamberlain. Strike three called. Second time this afternoon that Chamberlain has fallen victim to the K.
Left fielder number 11, Tommy Jew.
One out in the inning, Tommy Jew the batter. Tommy homered in his first at-bat the year, and he offers it the first pitch here, a grounder to the left side. The third baseman, Valera, gloves and throws to second. It was his only play. In time to retire Bushberger. It was 5-4. It's a fielder's choice for Jew, who's at first with two away. Essentially, he and Bushberger trade places. Jew has cooled off a little bit after that hot start in Wisconsin. He was 4-for-8. Mixed a couple of walks in there. Loons have held him in check in this series. Thomas Francisco, the batter now. He takes a bottom of the zone strike, 0-1. Pair of hits for Francisco in this one, including an RBI single in the fifth. He doubled the Chiefs' lead. Lefty-lefty battle. Hernandez, a high late kick in the pitch. Right there at the knees, 0-2. Certainly right there for a pitcher, but you're Francisco. There's nothing you can do with that pitch. Tip your cap and go into battle mode. Like he may choked up ever so slightly on the bat. Hernandez steps off. Two nothing Peoria, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch home. It's high. 1-2. In a well-pitched game, for the most part, Peoria starter Austin Love was fantastic. 5 shutout with 10 punch-outs. It was the same guy who 5 days ago gave up 9 runs in just 3 1/3. Jew's on the move. The pitch is in the dirt, and he swipes second without a throw. Was not a good pitch to throw on for January, a breaking pitch in the dirt. Fourth steal of the year for Tommy. Second stolen base of the game for the Chiefs. Patrick Anderson told us beginning of the year that they would run a ton. 15 steals. That's good enough for the league lead at the moment. Count even two aside. The pitch to Francisco. Upstairs, and we're full. 3-2. Zade Richardson, the designated hitter, is the on-deck batter. Meanwhile, action in both bullpens. Pair of right-handers throwing. Hernandez to the plate, the 3-2, and it runs up and in, ball four. Francisco's fine afternoon continues. He goes from 0-2 to 4-2. He draws the walk. And it looks like Zade Richardson will not have the opportunity to face Hernandez. Austin Chubb out of the dugout. He is dressed to the nines, trying to stay warm on this chilly day. He takes the ball out of the mitt of Hernandez. He will pass the baton to a right-hander. A mystery man at the moment. We'll lock it down and tell you about him when we return. 2-0 Chiefs. We're in the bottom of the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Jose Hernandez gives way to right-hander Michael Hobbs. 6'3", 215 from Corona, California. 10th round pick in the 2021 draft. This is his third appearance in the series. 2 1/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, 1 strikeout. Face Zade Richardson. Right-hander to right-hander. The first pitch is a strike called. Nothing and one. Hernandez responsible for the two men aboard. It's a 2-0 Chiefs lead. They'd love to get just a little more insurance. Hobbs deals way off the plate, 1-1. Nick Trogerlich-Iverson was the arm up in the Peoria pen. We assume he'll get the eighth. 1-1. Breaking pitch missed away. 2 balls and a strike. Richardson, 2 strikeouts and a walk. This afternoon, still looking for his first hit of the year. Next pitch on its way. Low for ball 3. League-wide off day tomorrow. Chiefs will head to Cedar Rapids next week. Loons will return home. 3-1 offering. Richardson skies one. Foul ground right side. Ching will give it a look, and it will carry into the sitting bull. Runners will be on the move with the pitch. Jew is at second. He's particularly speedy. Francisco, average runner at first. He's not a clogger. Not known for his wheels. They're on the move, the 3-2, on a check swing, Richardson went around, 4-3. Chiefs strand a pair that, despite the winning ways, they've stranded a ton of runners this week. Now that's something they will try to correct as the year goes on, but so far so good on the pitching side. Chiefs 6 outs away from a shutout. 2-0, Peoria. Nick Trogerlich-Iverson is indeed in. We'll tell you more about him when we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Trogerlik Iverson on. The quick working right-hander is ready to go, and his first pitch is bunted foul up the third baseline. DeLuca just trying to get something started. I'm going to leg out an infield hit instead of strike one. Gives us some time to give you the numbers on Trogerlik Iverson. He's 1-0 with a 2-4-5, 3 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned, 3 walks to 4 strikeouts. He was used almost exclusively as a starter last year. Picked up 5 wins with the Chiefs. 0-1 is taken upstairs, a ball and a strike. 3 of his 5 wins came against Beloit last year. He enjoyed some success against the Marlins organization. 1-1 missed down and in, 2 balls and a strike. Next pitch. Could have been. Ruled ball 3. To be fair, to home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer, that looked very similar to the last pitch. He was consistent. The 3-1, that one's low, ball 4. Well, look, Iverson, a guy who throws a ton of strikes. A little uncharacteristic, perhaps. 4 walks and just 3 2/3. Loons have the leadoff man aboard here in the 8th, trailing a pair. Cody Schindler here with you on this Easter Sunday. Hope you're enjoying the holiday with friends and family. Norbert Vivas, the batter. And Trogerlik Iverson gets ahead with strike one. Trogerlik Iverson wearing the high socks. They're not the stirrups, but essentially fake stirrups. They have the horizontal stripes wrapped around each sock. A 1 strike pitch is lined in a right, a base hit. DeLuca thought about going first to third. He'll instead drop anchor at second. A walk and now a single. And they're stirring in the Peoria pen. Meat of the order trying to start a ruckus here against Nick Trogerlik Iverson. And what had just happened here? The ball was thrown in from the outfield, and it got away from Trogerlik Iverson towards the dugout. Patrick Anderson went to pick it up, and the crew ruled interference. Seen just about everything in this series. Official scorer, Rob Ropp. Good luck scoring that one, my friend. What in the world was that? Patrick Anderson, somewhere between animated and calm, he is trying to plead his case. To Golic Iverson, in his defense, he went sprinting towards the dugout. He knew perhaps that the ball was still live. Not sure how it got loose in the infield, as I was writing in my book. But the damage done. Second and third, nobody out. The tying run in scoring position for Alcantara, who lines a first pitch and a right, a base hit. DeLuca in. Vivas will get the wave around. The throw to the plate is cut off, and we are tied at two. Well, it took the Loons 8 innings, but they got to cooking. A walk, a single, and now another hit. Single from Alcantara, who is 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts prior to that at-bat. He shakes off the rust, and we're all square.
Now batting the shortstop, number 13, Edias Leonard.
Leonard the batter now. Ryan Lutis is cranking it up in the cheese bullpen, and he just overcooked one. His time is called as the ball trickled into the field of play. Leonard, strikeout, ground out, a foul out. He's 0 for 3. He offers it the first pitch and loops it down the right field line. It will land fair just inside the chalk. To third goes Alcantara. The throw to second is cut off. The Loons, with 3 consecutive hits, after managing just 4 hits through 7, once again have 2 more in scoring position with nobody out. And that's going to close the book on Nick Trogerlik Iverson. Faced 4 hitters, a walk, a single, and a double. The game is tied, and the Loons have the Chiefs in a precarious spot. Now, Alcantara is at third. Leonard is at second. Trogerlik Iverson has not been pulled as of yet. But Ryan Lutis is now on the field. He's standing between first base and the mound. And now Patrick Anderson makes the switch. Just wanted to a few words with Trogerlik Iverson prior to the switch. So, Lutis on. 2-2 the score. Nobody out. Top of the eighth inning. Quite the jam. The big, tall right-hander. We'll tell you more about him when we return on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Ryan Lutis is on. He's been designated as one of the Chiefs late inning relievers. Comes on with runners in second and third. Nobody out. And the ball gets under the mitt of Antonini, scoring Alcantara. And just like that, the Loons have a 3-2 lead. See how they score it. That was a... We've had a few of those 50-50 calls on the pass ball, wild pitch scenarios. Usually you give the catcher the benefit of the doubt, but I think that one squeaked under the glove of Antonini. There's a fastball strike to Zlutis to make it 1-1. Leonard now at third. The Chiefs have their infield in. They did prior to the go-ahead run scoring, to be fair. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Valera beat in the zone. It's 1-2. Lutis to the dish, a swing and a ground ball, fair, pass to diving Francisco. It will roll all the way to the right field corner. Valera thinking three, he's on his way. The throw is cut off. Four consecutive hits. It's 4-2 Loons. The bats were absolutely dormant through seven innings. And they have come to life.
Now batting the first baseman, number 9, Zach Ching.
She's still not out of the woods. A runner at third, nobody out. Ching the batter. My goodness. Pitch from Lutis. High for ball one. Four runs, eight hits, three errors for Great Lakes. Two runs, nine hits, no errors for the Chiefs. 1-0 from Lutis. Cut and a miss, count evens. Lutis with the long red sleeves underneath his baby blue jersey. Turns and deals. Pitch miss high and away. Two balls and one strike. Late kick, the next offering, a swing and a high towering fly, left center. This should be deep enough to score the run, and Tico makes the catch. Here comes the runner from third. Valera scores. It's 5-2 Loons. Productive out from Zach Ching. Did his job.
Now batting the catcher, number 5, Ryan January.
And January steps in. Base is empty. The Chiefs deploy their defense as they would usually. Ball one to January. Missed down and away. Lutis delivers. Outside, two balls and no strikes. Four of these runs will be charged to Nick Trogerlich-Iverson. 2-0, a swing and a foul back by January. It's 2-1. Lutis responsible for Valera, who tripled and then scored on the sack fly. 2-1 home. Heater off the plate. Three balls and one strike. Count on the Great Lakes catcher, the seventh man to bat in the inning. A crooked number in the top of the eighth. Loons look to salvage the series finale. 3-1, a middle-middle heater. January swung through it. It's 3-2. Count loaded up. And Lutis came in via our Julie call to the pen. All pitching changes this year brought to you by Julie. Call before you dig. The 3-2 is lifted to left field and deep. Jew will watch this one hit off the top of the wall. It caroms back into play. January thinking three. Might be a play. The throw in time to get him. And January fired up with that call. He's being restrained by third base coach Elian Herrera. And somebody just got tossed. I think it was the Great Lakes hitting coach. second day in a row that we didn't have an ejection. Kyle Stutz, the one who gave him the old heave-ho. So it's a double for January. He's thrown out 7-6-5, trying to stretch it into a triple. He had just a little hesitation on his way to third. It made the difference. Gave Kyle Stutz a chance to make the call, and he called him out. 1-0 on DeYoung. He took down and away. Both teams now with 9 hits. 1-0 home is a strike called in the inside corner. Make it 1-1. The bottom of the 8th, the Chiefs will have work to do. They'll send Menlinger and Tico and Wynn to the dish. The 1-1. Good. Curveball. Time to take something off. It's 1-2. Next pitch home on its way. A swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Strike 3 to end the inning, but the damage done. The Loons, a crooked number. They score 5 times. And with that, Austin Love, who struck out 10, Peoria starter, he'll now get a tough luck, no decision. Off to the bottom of the 8th, Chiefs, with just 6 outs to play with, trail it by 3. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the 9th, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Noah Menlinger to lead off the home half of the 8th. He takes upstairs for ball 1. What is a new ball game? 5-2 Loons. Chiefs already won the series. They won 4 in a row after losing the home opener. 1-0 pitch. Middle for a strike. It's 1-1. Next pitch, here it comes. Missed in. Looks pretty good from here. 2-1 the count. Menlinger, a guy who will take his walks. He is very patient, and he rarely goes outside of his zone. And he asks for time, and it's granted by home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer. Infield shifted around towards the right side. 2-1 delivery. Here it comes. Missed away. 3 balls and a strike. Next delivery. It's the inside corner. 3-2. Remember, all this was set up, or some of this was at least put into motion by a throwing error, the top of the 8th inning. Payoff pitch missed down. Menlinger aboard to begin the bottom of the 8th. we missed it. Four came into the infield, and it eluded Tregolic Iverson. Not sure who made the throw. Still kind of a mystery. Even up here in the press box, Antico takes a strike. It's 0-1. Have to try to perhaps watch it back on MLB TV. See what we can come up with. 0-1 to Antico, missed inside. 1-1. Five-two Loons. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Right-hander deals. And it's 1-2. That gets Tico in a precarious count. Michael Hobbs got the last out of the seventh. He's now in line for the win. Be his first of the year. He's not yet have a decision in 2022. 1-2 is fouled straight back over my head. Two balls and two strikes. Modest lead off of first from Endlinger. The next off for Rain. A swing and a liner foul just to the left of Patrick Anderson, the Chiefs skipper and third base coach. Next off for Rain. Stayed high. The count is full. Three balls and two strikes. 3-2 on Antico. Menlinger at first. The dirt on his left pant leg. Antico swings and loops one down the right field line. It will fall for a hit. Menlinger had a good read. He's over to third. Chiefs have him at the corners with nobody out as they try to claw right back into this ball game. Tico's second hit, 10th of the game for the Chiefs, a new season high.
The shortstop, number 7, Mason.
Now Wynn, the scheduled hitter, he's been the Chiefs' best hitter this week. And while we have a moment, let's take a look at the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. The out-of-town scoreboard brought to you all year long by the good folks at Health Alliance. Go around the Midwest League this time. Usually we go around the big leagues, but we've got finals galore. Everything besides this one in the books. Fort Wayne a winner 4-3 over South Bend. Lansing defeats West Michigan 5-3. Cedar Rapids improves to 7-2. They knock off Quad City 6-2. And Beloit, after starting 0-7, they've won two in a row. 3-2 the final. Hobbs to win. Pitch paints the outside corner. Nothing and one. Five runs, nine hits, three errors for the Loons. Two runs, 10 hits, an error for the Chiefs. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the next pitch home. Good breaking ball. And it caught the bottom of the zone for strike two. Wynn gestured that ball was a hair low. Antonini, the on-deck batter. Wynn in protect mode. The next pitch, high for ball one. Wynn currently sits at 444. Singled and scored in the third. Otherwise been held in check. He's whiffed three times today. 1-2 to Mason. Line drive, base hit, left field. That will right the ship. Menlinger stomps on home. It's 5-3. The tying run is now aboard, and Aaron Antonini, the go-ahead run is at the plate. Fifth RBI for Mason. Another multi-hit game for Mason. When you're hitting 444, it's fair to suggest that you probably have a couple of multi-hit games under your belt. Antonini, by the way, the Chiefs leader in home runs with two. It might take a mammoth blast to hit one out today, but if there was ever a time. First pitch. Swing and a pop-up shallow center coming on Alcantara. Long run still coming in, and he makes a snow cone grab. That ball just about slipped out of there, but he hauls it in, and a sigh of relief for Michael Hobbs, who gets the first out of the inning. There's a right-hander thrown in the Loon's pen, but he's not working particularly quickly at the moment. I believe that's 21. That's Antonio Knowles. A time is called as Knowles uncorked a wild pitch in that left field bullpen. 5-3 Great Lakes. Pitch from Hobbs. Taken up and in. Ball one. Bushberger. It's been maybe the best Chiefs hitter today. Pair of singles, a walk, RBI. 1-0 delivery. Is lined into center field. This will get down for a hit. Alcantara was able to knock it down. And Tico streaking to the plate. He scores. The throw to third is late. Win is safe. And Bushberger behind the play sneaks into second. Job well done by Jacob Bushberger, a screamer in the center, and then he takes an extra base in the process. It's 5-4. And the duo of Antico and Wynn, they were off to the races, weren't they? Antico scored. Wynn went from first to third, quick as a hiccup. And now Austin Chubb is out to make a change. Wynn at third. Bushberger at second, following an RBI single. An advancement on the throw. Can the cardiac Chiefs strike again? They're in another tight one. 5-4 Great Lakes. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Chiefs have the go-ahead run in scoring position. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
And Antonio Knowles is on. He took the loss the other day. 0-1 on the year. The right-hander comes in to a sticky situation. His team leads by one, 5-4 the score. The tying run at third is Mason Wynn. The go-ahead run is at second in Jacob Buschberger. And Matt Chamberlain is the batter. He's 1-for-4 with a single, a ground out, and a pair of strikeouts. Sitting in even 200 on the year. First pitch taken upstairs for ball one. 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Great Lakes, 4 runs, 12 hits, an error for the Chiefs. What has been a wild, topsy-turvy 8th inning. Pitch to Chamberlain, a foul tip into the mitt. 1-1 goes the count. To the Chiefs' credit, they do not quit. 1-1, a strike call. Chamberlain is looking for something soft. He got a straight fast one. 1-2, the count. Pitch home is lined into center field, a base hit. Wynn will score. Buschberger being waved around. The throw from center is not in time. Chiefs lead. Matt Chamberlain with 2 strikes. Gives Peoria a 6-5 lead. Credit Alcantara. He threw an absolute seed from center field. Right on the money. And Buschberger beat the throw.
Now batting number 11.
By an eyelash. Matt Chamberlain. First 2 RBIs of the year. It couldn't come at a better time. Now Jew, the batter, he takes downstairs. Ball one. To Tommy Jew, a swing and a miss out on his front foot. Well, the Chiefs trailed by 3 in the bottom of the 11th. Last night, they trailed by 3 entering the bottom of the 8th tonight, and what do you know? A 4 spot. 1-1 miss down and away. 2 balls and a strike. Cardiac Chiefs. That moniker might just stick. My goodness. Next pitch from Knowles. It's hit in the air. Left field. This ball well struck, but it's going to stay in the yard. It's hauled in by DeLuca, just shy of the track, and there's 2 away. That first base dugout thought it had some carry, but said a few moments ago, it would take a mammoth blast to hit one out today. Now Francisco. Chamberlain, the runner at second. 2 outs. We have a new ball game. 6-5 Peoria. And the first pitch is hit in the air towards right center field, chasing Alcantara back. He gets behind it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Damage done, however, Matt Chamberlain. A 2-run single. The Chiefs strike for 4, and they lead it 6-5, going to the 9th on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
Julie, before you dig.
for UDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Brian Lutis, a chance to get his first high A win of the year. Lions got him four in the bottom of the eighth to put the Chiefs back in front, 6-5. It will be Vranish, the number nine batter, followed by DeLuca and Vivas. So good part of the order due for Great Lakes. They will try to answer with another rally of their own. Lutis to the plate. His first pitch is cut on and missed, 0-1. Chiefs looking to get to three up in the win column. 0-1 offering, a late swing and a foul, a ground ball towards the tarpaulin. Bullpenner will pick that up and throw it out of play. Two strikes on Vranish in the afternoon. He is 0-3 with a punch out. Lutis delivers. Breaking ball, good take by Vranish. 1-2. Outfield playing extremely deep for the Chiefs. No doubles. Another breaking ball and another miss down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Anything over Tommy Juice head in left field is pretty much going to be a home run. He's 3-4 steps shy of the track. 2-2, a swing, a ground ball towards short. Wynn gloves. He throws to first. One out in the top of the ninth. That's probably who Ryan Lutis wants them to hit it to. Sure-handed Mason Wynn. He is a smooth operator out there. Top of the order, fifth time through. Here's Johnny DeLuca. He scored in that five-run eighth. First pitch is hit high in the air. Left field and deep. Jew is back. He's at the wall. Leaps, and it's gone. This game is knotted up 6-6. Apropos of how this series is gone, Johnny DeLuca, his fifth home run of the season. Six all.
Now batting the second baseman.
Said it a moment ago. Anything over Tommy Juice head would essentially be a home run. DeLuca hit it over his head. There's Vivas now. He fouls the first pitch back. The wind right now, more of a crosswind right to left. That ball just squeaked out onto the berm. One delivery taken upstairs, a ball and a strike. Now seems like a good time to rehash it. Chiefs have played eight games, only two of them finished in nine innings. 1-1 runs inside, two balls and a strike. To be fair, we have had a couple of games. It's part of doubleheaders. Those games went seven. But we've gone into extra innings three times in eight tries. Is that an omen? 2-1 is lined towards the gap in left center, but it's going to hang up for Jew, who makes the shoulder-high grab, two away. Jew had him played perfectly that time. Read a scouting report.
Ismael Alcantara.
Alcantara steps in. Lutis to the plate. Change of pace. Good curveball. And he's ahead, nothing and one. Two outs in the inning. The next pitch, another slow one, in for strike two. Hate to delay the holiday festivities, but the Easter egg hunt might just have to wait. 0-2, Alcantara, late swing and a foul. Do it again. Chiefs looking for their fifth straight victory. They'll have to walk it off. They want to do it this afternoon. Another 0-2, and it missed away. One ball and two strikes. Manuel Solano is up and throwing in the Peoria pen. Would assume that he would have the 10th should we get there. 1-2 home is Sky down the right field line towards the Peoria pen, and it will land foul on the right field berm. Loons with 5 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. Chiefs with 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 5th, 4 in the 8th. We've seen 10 runs since the top of the 8th inning. Both teams with 10-plus hits. 1-2 try. That one missed away. Good discipline take by Alcantara. It's 2-2. This game, this series, has had just about everything you could draw up. Next pitch from Lutis. Breaking ball in the dirt. A couple of tough takes from Alcantara, and he's worked the count full, 3-2. Lutis has his sign. The payoff pitch is lined into center field. Antico coming on, makes the waist-high grab, and that ends the threat. But we play on after the one-out game-tying homer from Johnny DeLuca. Chiefs looking for their third walk-off win of the week. See if they can do it in the 9th. 6-6. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the 9th, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Richardson, Menlinger, and Tico. Due for the Chiefs, the bottom of the 9th inning. 6-6 the score. Richardson still searching for his first hit of the year. He swings and misses at the first pitch heater from Antonio Knowles, who's back out there trying to get this game into the 10th. Here's the late kick in the 0-1. Another heater, another strike. Nothing to two. Knowles a quick worker. His next pitch took something off and missed down and away. 1-2. Next pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. That one fooled Richardson, who strikes out for the fourth time. Number 9 batter Menlinger steps in.
Now batting the third baseman, number 4, Noah Menlinger.
Menlinger, 286. He's reached four times today. All four at-bats he's reached. Three walks and a single, and he gets ahead of the count here, 1-0. Looking for his fifth reach. Next pitch, might have been a changeup, dropped in for a strike, 1-1. Here's the next delivery. Breaking ball. Nice frame job by January. Pitch called strike two. Might have been a strike anyway, but January presented it well. Next pitch missed off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. 6-6 the score. Mendlinger asked for time. The wind has picked up all of a sudden. Lights may be necessary here shortly. 2-2, a high tapper in front of the mound. Knowles gloves, throws to first in time for out number two. The old Baltimore chop right off the dirt in front of home plate. Knowles showed good composure. He let that thing come back down to earth, and he threw a strike to first for out number two. Here's Antico, singled and scored in the four-run eighth. First pitch, breaking ball stayed high, 1-0. Knowles to the plate. Another off-speed pitch, in for strike one. He does not wait around. The next pitch is chopped towards first, off the glove of Ching. Antico will reach, and then Knowles flips it behind his back towards the tarp. There was no need for that. And he's hitting himself, patting himself on top of the head as if to say, why did I do that? A pair of errors on that play. You don't see that every day. E3 off the glove of Ching, and then Knowles, in an acrobatic effort, threw it towards the tarp. What in the world? E3 on Ching, E1 on Knowles. Now Mason Wynn, the batter, as dangerous as anybody, he gets an opportunity where a single more than likely wins the contest with Antico's speed. I hope the entire season is like this. This is high drama. Now seems like every night something weird seven happens. Things tighten up at the end. A pair of teams just trading blows this week. Chiefs have usually had one more answer. First pitch to Wynn gets an awkward cut and a miss. Nothing in one. Sixth AB of the contest for Mason. He's 2-for-5. You know he'd love to send everybody home. One strike pitch. In the dirt, knocked down by January. Antico, you've got to be 100% sure. He holds it second with the count now reading 1-1. If we get to the 10th, the Loons will send Leonard, Valera, and Ching to the plate. 4, 5, and 6 against Emmanuel Solano, who is ready to go in the pen. 1-1. Lane-changing breaking pitch, and it's 1-2. There is some room on that right side. The second baseman, Vivas, playing up the middle. First time call is Knowles stepped off the back of the rubber. He's engaged again. He's set and ready. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a slowly hit ground ball towards first. Ching to his left. He throws wide of first. This is going to win the ball game. Antico scores the sixth error of the game. Serves as the winner for the Chiefs. 7-6, the final. Third walk-off of the series, and the exclamation point on the Chiefs' fifth consecutive victory. Jump around, fellas. Unbelievable. Chiefs again snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Chink took a couple of steps to his right, and as he flipped to Knowles covering, he was well aware of Wynn's speed. He threw it well wide of the bag, and Antico was able to walk home at that point. Chiefs moved to 6-3. They put it in the win column yet again. They take 5 of 6 from Great Lakes. They win it 7-6, the final. Brennan Howe will have the postgame show next on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
A danger zone. That's what Dozer Park was this week for the Chiefs. They do it again. Another walk-off. The third of the series, and they take 5 of 6 from the Great Lakes Loons. A final score today of 7-6. And we saw 11 combined runs from the eighth inning on. It was the eighth, much like it was last night. It was the late innings. It was the 11th where we saw 7 combined runs between the two squads last night where Peoria took the win. Tonight it was the 8th inning. Great Lakes scored 5, Peoria scored 4, and then each with a run in the 9th, but it was Peoria who was one better today as they win it 7-6. Let's jump into it. Starter Austin Love, he got the ball for the Chiefs. It was the second crack that he received against the Loons this week. On Tuesday, it was a rough one for him. He gave up 9 runs on 7 hits. Today, he was much, much better, giving up no runs on 2 hits, walking 3, and fanning 10. That was a number that stood out. 10 strikeouts for Austin Love, the first Chief starter to hit double digits in the strikeout column. But it was the offense that would do it again for Peoria. The cardiac Chiefs, as Cody Schindler called them on the broadcast. That name may just stick around for a while as they walk it off for the third consecutive day in the series. And they take 5 of 6 from the Loons, and they improve to 6-3 on the season. In the eighth inning for the Chiefs, on the defensive side of things, it was a rough one. The Loons would bring 8 men to the plate. It was an inning that started with the leadoff man, Johnny DeLuca. He would walk and then score. It was a single from Vivas, an RBI single from Alcantara to score DeLuca, a double from Eddie's Leonard, an RBI triple from Valera, and then a sac fly from Ching, followed by a double from January, though he would be tossed out at third base trying to stretch it into a triple. And then the hitting coach, after the play, would be tossed out of the game. The third ejection from this umpiring crew in 2 days, just under 24 hours, in fact. And then Aldrich DeYoung ended the frame with a strikeout. There was a 5 spot, a crooked number for the Loons, and it appeared that the Chiefs were out of it again. But not the case, because they were unstoppable. Bottom of the eighth. Let's get to it for the Chiefs. Noah Mendlinger would walk, and then a Mike Cantico single would set up Mason Wynn, who singled home a run of his own. Aaron Antonini would then fly out. Jacob Buschberger, who wound up being our commander-in-chief player of the game tonight, we'll get to him in a moment. He singled home a run. Matt Chamberlain would come up behind him and follow suit. He would single home a pair, and then Tommy Jew and Thomas Francisco would each fly out to end the frame. But the Chiefs, they would tie it as they took... Or no, rather, they would... Boy, oh boy, I'm all tongue-twisted here, folks. I mean, what a series we had here at Dozier Park this week. The Chiefs took a lead into the top of the ninth inning, looking to close it out as it was Ryan Lutis trying to finish it off. But Johnny DeLuca wasn't done. He would homer for the fifth time this season to give Great Lakes a one-run advantage. And then it appeared as if Great Lakes would hold on again, but they wouldn't. Because the Chiefs, my goodness, they did it again without a hit in the ninth inning. It was three errors by Great Lakes that would come back to haunt them, and ultimately the Chiefs would capitalize upon it. A strikeout from Richardson and then a 1-3 putout to Noah Mendlinger. The Chiefs were down to their final out, and then Mike Antica would reach on a error, fielding error from the first baseman, followed up by a wild play by Antonio Knowles, who would try and field it on the carom off the glove of first baseman Zach Ching. He would then flip it behind his back over by the tarp that would allow Antica to reach second base. And then Mason Wynn would come up. He would ground a ball to first base. Another opportunity for Ching to try and finish off the ball game, but he didn't because he botched that one as well, and he would flip it away to the covering pitcher, Antonio Knowles. It would reach foul ground, and then Mike Antica would coast around third and in to score for the winner for the Chiefs. Yeah, final line score one more time. 7 runs on 13 hits and an error for Peoria, and for Great Lakes, 6 runs on 10 hits at 6 errors. You're not going to win many games with that number in the errors column, and that's certainly not the case for the Loons this afternoon. They fall to 2-7. The Chiefs, 3 games over 500, and winners of 5 in a row. They're 6-3 on the season, 5-1 here at home. They'll head out on the road to Cedar Rapids next week. First pitch in that game on Tuesday, set for 6:35. Catch it with Cody Schindler there. For Brendan Howe and the entire crew here at Dozier Park, it's been one heck of a week. The Chiefs are on a roll, winners of 5 straight, on the road next week to take on the Colonels. Thanks for joining us this week on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.